and peace. Love 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 and peace.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Three Dads Talking About Anime. I am Chest, a.k.a. Chest. Who else is in the house today?
I'm Cole.
And I'm Ben.
Look at you guys.
Ah, so good.
Welcome to Season 3. We just did Season 2.
Oh my goodness.
Year 2. This is Year 3 of our podcast. So I wanted to start our next show, which we won't mention, even though it got mentioned in the previous episode. But things conspired against us. It's okay. It's life happens. We're three dads. We got stuff that happens. So this is technically going to be the start, but we're just going to slide this episode into like year two for, you know, like the facts. So we're technically still in year two-ish, but we're also technically in year three. So welcome to year three, gentlemen.
Thank you.
I brought a sparkling water special for this occasion. So this time, I brought something that looked super fancy. It's the Beverage Club Brightside Cucumber Lime Sparkling Water. This is one of those sparkling waters that you don't buy because you see them and they're like $6 for a pack of six. Like, it's like a six pack of sparkling water. And you're just like, this is stupid. But I was like, it's year three. I've got to do something stupid.
How many drinks have you had tonight?
Too many.
My word.
I was just about to ask.
Only one of them was alcoholic. So
yeah.
Just like most fancy sparkling waters, this one underperforms quite well. It's pleasantly disappointing.
Performs quite well.
Underperforms.
There you go. Underperforms.
Oh.
Yeah. Underperforms. I've had it before tonight because I bought a six pack of them. But I think the problem is it's the flavor. So it tastes delicious, but the flavor underperforms. It's cucumber lime, and it just isn't like, it's not very poppy in flavor. So
like poppy seed?
Like lemon poppy seed dressing. I want lemon poppy seed salad in this can, and I'm just not getting it. Just getting the cucumber and the lime.
Huh.
It is very refreshing though. So,
Really, what did you finish those other? Oh, sorry, go ahead, Cole.
I was gonna say, what minute mark is he gonna leave to go to the bathroom?
No. Are you drinking the other ones or just opening them all?
I finished one. I finished. Look, I've drank all of this, so there's just a little bit left. And then I've already had one of these, and then I have this one left, but the other one's done. So now I'm on can number three.
Wow.
Yep. Wow. I used to deer hunt with my father, so you can't use the bathroom in a tree stand. You got to hold it.
Oh, so. I could never hunt.
It's training for this moment.
Could never hunt.
Yeah, you are an exceptional bathroom user, I will say.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you remember when we kept the poop log?
Sure do.
Oh, gosh. So do our listeners. Victor
we're revisiting best those years. Highlights, actually.
Oh, man. I forgot about that for half a second. That is was one of my favorite weird things I've ever done. I'm not going to lie. It was so fun.
I'm so glad I did not join that. Or wasn't invited.
It was on cold.
It was our dark period.
Very different. No, but most people dropped out, and Ben and me kept going for a whole year, logging how many number twos we did.
Yeah, and despite what you would think, I was not the MVP. Chest was, because he is the only reason we know I am an excessive pooper, because we had someone to compare it to.
Yeah, so I was pretty average, I would say. I think I was an average Joe. And Ben, so I was the, what is it called when you do an experiment? the control group. I was the control group. And then we look at Ben's numbers and we're like, what is wrong with your body?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They asked me that.
There's other episodes where we talk in depth about this because it was during that year. So just go find those. They exist. We won't rehash that. Well, yeah, I have something fun to share.
Okay.
So I did something I haven't done since I was a child in the 90s. I bought a magazine. Y'all remember magazines? Like physically buy. Look at this thing.
They still make those.
It was so fun. I know. It is the ultimate, I feel like such a kid, the ultimate guide to manga and anime magazine. Isn't that great? Look at this.
That's really cool. Oh, I saw Naruto.
Oh, yeah. There's tons about Naruto in there. But it's fun. It's got like history stuff. It's got anime that you should explore. Essential anime. Little interviews with manga artists and authors. So, fun fact. Here's a picture of the Studio Ghibli Museum in Japan. The line was amazingly long and the tickets are sold out a million years in advance, but I was in the same park and walked by this park on purpose. So I have been adjacent to this picture's location. It's not quite as cool as saying I've been at this park, but I did. I stood next to the museum's border and dreamed that I would walk in there.
I love that.
But yeah, it's fun. Isn't it fun? Physical things are fun. That's why people still buy books, because it's just something different. Colt knows what I'm talking about.
I know.
He buys manga all the time.
Not all the time, but when I do buy it, it is a physical copy.
Yep. I thought of you the other day because I saw Sakamoto Day 7 at McKay's, and I was like, Colpster. Because he's way behind me and Gene reading.
Hey, that's true. That is a sacrifice you have. But, you know, once the internet goes away, I'll be sitting pretty. And you won't.
Right. They'll still be there.
Yeah, because they'll still make them because all the tools will be gone. And
I'm saying I have them on my shelf. I can pick them up and read them whenever. You're out of luck.
Right. In the apocalypse, you have the... Yeah, you're
That's
correct.
That's what I'm
you're
saying.
Still 100%. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're 100%. 100% correct. Well, any other fun things you gentlemen have?
So I have a story from work. But it's not as in depth with anime as I would hope. But so I was with my
That's okay. I love your work stories.
I was with my partner and he was getting really frustrated with our client that was there. And he was saying a bunch of random things, but he's trying not to curse around me because for some reason people hear my old profession and they're like, oh, I can't swear around you. Anyway,
yeah,
so,
that's a thing.
So what he said was, I don't know what the flock they were thinking. And my face just lit up and I was like, my friend Ben said that once on a podcast of mine because we use it as a derogatory term now. Flock is now, and he looked at me. I was like, he knows what I'm talking about. He's listened. I know it. And he didn't know what I was talking about. But I got to talk to him a little bit about it. And yeah, it was really funny that he said flock.
That's
is
really,
that normal?
Of all the things.
Is that normal to say?
No,
I
don't think it is, to be honest. So there, have y'all ever watched The Good Place, the show The Good Place? No? Okay, so it's made by the same creators as The Office.
I'm not a huge fan of Kristen Bell.
Well, then you definitely would not like the show. Anyway, I would say it's not common because that show, they're supposed to be in heaven, The Good Place, right? And so you can't curse there. And that show basically normalized a whole string of words that were substitute curse words. So they say fork instead of the F word. Mm. And so that's what I consider the norm nowadays is like all those words that they use, they use bench, fork, like all those sort of words they use. And now that's what I see pop up when people want to substitute a curse word. So saying flock is like completely out of left field. I don't know why he would have picked that unless he's secretly an AOT fan. He hates flock just as much as we are. And he's listened to our anime podcast many, many times.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was Ben who was like, you know, what the flock are we doing here, guys?
Yeah.
As like, he's had to have listened. Yeah,
that sounds right.
He's had to. He did. Yeah. He was playing coy.
He is. Sure. Jerry, we know you're listening, okay?
Gary.
Gary,
give up the... Give it up. Just give up the game.
So good.
Anyway.
So good. So what are we doing here?
Well, tonight is the finale of Trigun.
Oh, my.
And Ben, I am obligated to remind you of something.
Oh.
Yep. You obligated me, actually.
Oh, did I?
So, yeah,
oh,
you did.
Gosh. I did. Oh,
yep.
Shoot.
I'm going to go straight back. Now, you've been distracted.
Here's the problem, Chest.
It's not Saturday.
No, it was pretty much all for something else. Not Trigun.
Oh, well, that's
a lot of those thoughts that I was texting about were from.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yep.
Well, there goes that segment.
And I still remember those thoughts, so
well,
I'm not
good.
I'm gonna bring those back.
Okay. I found the text, so I'll save it for when that
please do.
Moment occurs. All right. Well, anyway, folks, after a pointless interlude like that, we're going to move into Trigun, the finale. No, but I am excited to talk about these episodes. So if you recall, I made some pretty bold predictions. I don't know if I call them bold. I made some predictions about how I would feel if they did certain things. And it turns out they did the majority of those things.
Almost all of them.
I know. I was shocked. I was prepared to be very let down. Mm. And then the majority of what I wanted to happened. And that's really does not occur very often. So I'm just going to come right out and say it. I enjoyed these two episodes quite a bit.
Mm.
Now I'm ready for y'all to say they sucked.
They were fine.
It's okay.
That was my feeling. Actually, that's kind of my feeling now with the whole season.
I was prepared for this.
It was fine.
Okay, Colb.
Nah, they sucked.
Now you're laughing. So how accurate is that statement?
I think he's serious. 100%.
I think he's serious. Okay.
Yes.
So you're 100%. So you have swung from... This show is terrible.
It was a bell curve.
Whoa!
It was a bell curve.
I love it! Kapoom. So, we're going to start with Cole. Why did they suck for you?
It's a very intricate answer, and I don't think I'm going to do it justice.
Okay. Do the best you can. I really am not mad, so just do whatever you want.
That's fine. I want to give justice to my own thought life, but I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. So I'll just go with episode 11, start with that as a whole. I thought it was dumb. I just don't like sci-fi stuff in general. Mm. Okay. So the whole, let's open up a new dimension. Let's, you know, use all the plants and Vash, you're the key to everything because I need you to open up this portal to the higher plane. All this very, you know, existential, philosophical, sci-fi garbage. And I'm like, this isn't interesting to me. I just wanted a shootout between the two guys. That's all I wanted. Between Vash and Knives. Just like in the old one. I just wanted a shootout. Simple ending.
Okay.
And then, you know what? I was with you when we were talking about it last time. All the tie-ups that they could do to make it more like the original. You know, upping his bounty to $60 billion double dollars, the destruction of July,
bringing in certain
characters. Yeah. I was like, ooh, if they really brought it around, that might be good. But now that they've done that, I was like, but now this was a prequel to what I've already known. And if they wanted to do that, they shouldn't have had Wolfwood or Meryl in there at all, in my opinion. If they wanted to show the history of Vash and his, you know, fight with Knives and the destruction of July, that's fine, I guess. But then don't bring in characters we already know to witness all of that. And I don't know. I didn't like it.
Does it change anything if I tell you I, after I watched them, obviously, searched the internet And evidently,
you and your internet.
I know. I mean, once it's gone, it's gone. I gotta search now.
Yeah, good point. Right. Good point.
evidently, some of the characters that were newer come from Trigun Maximum, whatever it is, which is the second part two of the manga series that he wrote. So Livio, friend of Wolfwood, he's from, I think, I mean, I haven't read it yet. I'm going to read it, the manga, which was actually a plus for me. I was like, okay, not an original character. Like it for the anime, it was from the author. And evidently they are saying it line these, this ending, I don't know about the whole story that we've watched, lines up more closely with the events that lead into the next manga series. So the next part of the show, people are projecting, could be events that move more into that field, which would be interesting because it's untouched territory for anime because they've not covered any of that. So it makes me wonder how accurate the first anime adaptation was to the manga, which I am now going to read because I own both of the original.
Oh, I don't think it was at all.
You don't think it was accurate at all?
No.
So we have a huge nostalgia, what I'm hearing, for the anime, which actually is kind of backwards because typically we're more a fan of things that are faithful to the manga, and this might not be faithful as much.
Yeah, and maybe it comes down to Western versus sci-fi. The original, yeah. The original is more of a Western, yeah, with some sci-fi thrown in there. Yep. The feel, the look, all that kind of stuff. And this one leans more towards the sci-fi. And maybe that's just the only, maybe that's the starting point of my dislike.
Yeah, it's fair.
That could be it.
So with fiction, you enjoy fantasy, but not sci-fi.
Correct.
That's what I'm hearing.
I mean, yeah, okay. There can be a good sci-fi that I do enjoy, but that's not something I'm usually drawn to.
But you're not going to like, you're not going to seek it out.
Nope, I won't seek it out.
Like I love both. If I read a series, right now I'm reading I just finished a sci-fi novel, reading another one, and I'm reading a fantasy one at the same time. So like I read them parallel because I can differentiate the context and stuff. You don't do that. You don't like reading sci-fi as much.
Nope. I guess I'm more of a magic versus science guy. I like magic more than science.
You know, I'm going to say that's a really fair, really good reason that you would not like that episode then. Because it's a pretty accurate description of how it goes down.
So there you go.
And why you might like Black Clover. Magic.
Yeah. I got to jump into
that's
that.
That's really magic. True. Was that on your list? Did you want to watch Black Clover at some point?
Me?
Yeah, me? You.
Yeah.
Oh. Either one of you.
Well, I'm watching it right now.
Are you watching it right now?
You didn't know that?
I mean, I think I did. Surely that's been mentioned. But
I think it was mentioned.
I forgot.
We haven't talked often about it.
Right, about it.
To be fair.
We don't talk about it.
Yeah, I'm not very far. I'm probably in the 20s or early 30s for episodes. Yeah, it's just, that's funny. That makes me think of a whole nother topic. But yes, but when you look at how many episodes are available, they're like, I've hardly done anything. But yeah, I've watched just as many episodes of this as some shows that are in my top 10 that I've only watched 17 episodes. Or it's just like, it's interesting your perspective when it's already most of it or all of it released. But anyways, I've enjoyed it so far. It's been good. Another random shout out. So when getting my new tattoos, Kane and I were bonding over Black Clover because he loves the show. Loves it. He gave me some good feedback too, because there's moments at the beginning where it's just like, oh, maybe this is too goofy or like for me. And he's just like, oh man, it's great. It just keeps getting more and more. It'll have its good humor, but gets more serious. The stakes go up, and I'm like, oh, that's great, because I already really like it.
We've referenced him before. You should get his like top five list next time you something done. Just get his top five or his top 10 if you can.
Yeah. I'm sure they're going to be very different from, which is great. Very different.
No, I'd love to hear it. Because he's come up multiple times as you're getting your tattoos that he loves anime.
Yippers.
That's fun. Well,
I guess indirectly, he's the reason I watched Parasite.
Oh, for real? Yeah.
Well, indirectly, the reason why I watched
Ben,
it.
Ben picked it up because what's his name? True. Kane. Yeah.
Like Abel.
There you go.
But the bad one.
Like Kane the long shot, who's not in this series.
Yeah. There you exactly.
Go. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because of that, made you watch it because of, you know, and then you both watched it. So I was like, oh, I have to watch Parasite now.
Still one of my favorite soundtracks of an anime.
That's, I think that's got to be number one for me.
We played that on repeat for multiple Heroescape sessions in
it's
Ohio.
So good. So good. It's like the Tokyo Revengers. So good for me.
So good.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Hilarious.
It's decent to pretty nice.
I would order this once and then never pick it up again. Well, Ben, you're in the middle. So you said they're fine. So why did you say they're fine?
Yeah, I didn't have the... I think because there were good moments, and to me, there were really bad moments. Like, it had a mix of what's happened so far in this season for me, which is we've watched a pair of episodes where I'm like, oh, those are just really good. And then we've watched some that are just really awful in my eyes. And so I watched these two, and I had moments of like, ooh, I like this. Or that was a cool fight scene. Or, oh gosh, what was the other thing I was thinking of? I don't know. But like I didn't like how ridiculously big and outrageous some things got at the beginning of the season. And that kind of happened again here.
It did.
And like the tree roots or whatever going across the world, and the big figure thing that came out of the ground once Knives walked into that portal, and some, like, I didn't like any of that either. I'm more of a sci-fi fan than Cole is, but I just didn't like how all that was done throughout this season. When they got things a little smaller, when the fight scenes were just between two people, whenever Wolfwood and Meryl had their first interaction at the beginning of episode 11. I liked that little conversation. But yeah, I thought it was fun when Vash's hair finally went up. That was a cool moment. There was other moments.
That was a Crunchyroll comment. Someone said, there's the hair we know and love.
Yeah.
And I was like, ah, there we go.
Yep. Yeah. So there's some good moments. Yeah, it's Colb. That's your comments about like not having Merle and Wolf one in it. I more so agree with both of those, but more so Wolfwood, because the tragedy of Wolfwood was so strong in the original, and I feel like we've just lost the opportunity to have that. I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it's going to land like it did originally, because of how he was brought in and brought in so early, and this relationship. I don't know. Maybe it's got more potential, but it just, it seems like Wolfwood was rushed into it. But I will say I was very negative on Wolfwood when he first came in the show. And I enjoyed his character with what they did with it. It was good.
It's good.
All right, Mr. Positive, you tell us what you loved.
Yeah, Mr. Positive.
Well,
Mr. Blue Sky.
I mean, I already talked about it the last Trigun episode, but I think what did make it a little better for me is because I watched it and I was like, wow, they did all this stuff. And there was this moment of like, so where's this going? Because it's obviously different. And I think I'm excited at the potential of new ground. And I will fully let, I think I'm most excited that I got so many predictions right. That was a big thing. But also, I want to read the manga. Like, it made me want to read the manga because I never considered that the first show would be so far off from the manga. I still don't know if it is. But I want to read the manga and see where what the source material does. And then I think that's really going to help me land on where I feel about this show. Because at the beginning, I was viewing it like there's the manga and the original anime, and they're the same. And then this show is like a, you know, a reiteration of it. But now if it is like introducing new material that's never been seen on in animation, but it's from the manga, it would make more sense why the writer was so on board with this show. Because he was. He enjoyed what they did with it. He said it was a great adaptation. It's different. It's not going to replace the original animation, but it was a good project. So I was wondering where that came from. Was it just like, you know, I'm glad somebody is doing anything with my content, or is it because it was taking different paths but sticking to certain things? So I'm curious to see what happens in the manga. And I don't know. I was missing Millie and I was missing that. I'm a sucker for nostalgia. So like the fact that Millie's going to come in, yep, and that some of the things I saw coming down, like the Derringers and even the comment of like, you're going to, you know, if you keep this up, you're going to be busted down to insurance. I was like, okay, so they're setting up a plot line here, yeah, to like plop us into what we know. And I just didn't mind it in the same way that Cole disliked it. I forgave it and just like, yeah, I'm as a fan of Trigun and of Vash, I'm on board. And I am curious, like, so a lot of things I didn't like about Vash, they have a potential to redeem. So Vash was a very, for lack of a better word, like melancholy, mopey teenager. And they have this crux moment of like, okay, is he going to become the Vash that I enjoy, which is upbeat, but beneath the surface, everything is super tumultuous and like he's having to make hard decisions and he fakes it to keep everybody, you know, thinking he's just a goof. So is that who I'm going to see in part two? If that's the case, I will like it, because again, it's the same. We watch it dubbed and it's the same guy. And so I love that performance of the goofy Vash. So I don't know. I just have a lot of hope for part two or season two, whatever this is called. And I enjoyed how it ended. I also am a huge sci-fi fan, so I had not thought of that, Kolb. When I watched it, I remember thinking, this is a way different track than obviously what happened before, but I do really like sci-fi a lot. So it wasn't off-putting for me in the same way it was for you. And that is a legitimate reason to dock at points. Because if you don't like sci-fi, that's a normal trope in sci-fi, is like aliens, terrestrial planes and stuff like that. Stuff didn't faze me in the slightest. So yeah, I don't fault you at all for thinking that.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah. Interestingly enough, so Ben, did you stick around to the very end of the credits?
Don't you dare.
I'm not kidding.
Maybe I did.
What happened? Did it show Earth? Did you see Earth?
Oh, I don't remember.
So that's in the manga, Kolb.
Okay.
Because that actually almost threw me off. I was like, what is this? What are they doing? And then I like looked at plot lines and stuff. I'm like, oh, this is real. This really happened in the manga, this sort of plot line. So that made me okay with how the cliffhanger ending, basically.
You know, it didn't seem much like a cliffhanger. It seemed like it was almost like a in quotes, a satisfying ending. Are they going to do a season two?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For sure. Mm. It's confirmed, yeah.
All right. Because like they've wrapped up all these characters, and then they have that moment where like, oh, Earth and Project Seeds, both were a success and they can connect now, right? That's kind of what it is.
Not necessarily a success. So Ben, all we see is like the credits are rolling and you see Earth. And then at the end, the credits, the music stops and you get this audio clip. You don't see any people. You just hear like an audio clip of clearly coming from Earth. And it's like a military-ish conversation. And they're like, Lieutenant, blah, 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 blah. And then it's like, she's like, we're getting a ping, sir. Blah, 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 from deep space, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, what? He's like, where is it coming from? And she like pauses and it's that like, it's like Project Seeds. And then it's done. So like, it's this whole, like, they thought everybody died. Earth isn't really dead. Like Knives has been saying, like there's still people on Earth. And now they know that Project Seeds has succeeded ish in some way. And so they're going to try to communicate. So that's the cliffhanger that I was talking about. Colby's right. If they had ended it, I think it still would have been kind of a cliffhanger. But I see how you could say that.
Yeah, because it sets up for hope.
It does. It sets up for like what's going to happen.
And that's all you need to be a satisfying ending, is that there's hope left. Just ask Rogue One.
Rogue One. Mm.
Fun fact, our Star Wars D&D team that I do is Rogue Two. That was our rebel call sign is Rogue Two.
Rogue Two.
Yep.
This is Rogue Two.
So hopefully we don't fail as spectacularly as Rogue One.
Yeah.
Oh, not done with this one.
Oh, still wow.
Another can.
Rogue Two, yeah. That's in Hoth, right?
There's no Rogue Two.
Oh.
There is no Rogue Two.
All right.
Is there not?
I want to say it's one of those single pilots on Hoth when they're Rogue One.
Oh, I don't
know. This is Rogue Two.
Yeah, that's what I was quoting.
Yeah, that's what I said. Chess, do I know more Star Wars than you? That can't be right.
You've latched onto an obscure fact. That's all I'm going to say.
An obscure fact from the original movies. That's all that matters.
Touche, you got me there.
Yeah.
I'm going to go rewatch episode 5, which is the best episode that you can watch of Star Wars.
Yeah.
Good dramatic
pause. Disagree.
Oh, Ben, what's your favorite one?
Empire Strikes Back.
There's multiple ones I like more than Empire Strikes Back. I like Return of the Jedi more. I'm one of those suckers.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Better space battle? Really, is that like why you it. Like it?
He just likes the Ewoks.
Ooh,
I love the beginning. I just love everything surrounding Jabba's palace. That's obviously the most footage of Jango Fett.
Duh.
Or Boba Fett. Goodness,
you were... I mean, Boba is amazing. So I don't even disagree, man. Boba's amazing.
It's sometimes I would even, as a kid, I would like watch that whole sequence, and then they would leave Jabba's pot, like everything's blowing up, and they're leaving, and I'm like, oh, okay, not really interested in the rest of the movie, but that beginning is just so
Boba
good.
Goes in the Sarlacc pit, and you're fun. Like, well, movie's over.
Yeah. Everybody else pack up, go home. But yeah. But that's anyways, Rogue One might be my favorite. That's such a bold statement. Rogue One's very high up for me, though.
Very. I mean, Rogue One is a fantastic movie. That was one of Pal's favorites.
I think it's.
I finally got her to watch all the movies. We watched them almost all back to back to back to back. And Rogue One was very high for her.
Mm.
It's a good movie.
Yep. It's good. It's good.
Fun fact, did you know, I can never pronounce his name right. What's the actor's name that plays Jango and Boba?
Oh,
Morrison.
I don't know how to pronounce either. Tamora Morrison or...
Yep.
Yeah.
So, a movie that's been on repeat. We're getting to the end of this, which is good. It was on repeat for like 4 weeks at our house, was Moana. And he's Moana's dad. He does the voice for Moana's dad. And I can't not think of Jango Fett saying to Moana, we don't go across the reef, and slamming a spear into the sand. It's great. And then he pulls out his blasters and his jetpack and pew,
and then goes across away. The reef. Yeah.
Yep. He crosses the reef. Obi-Wan.
It's good. You know, another fun random role from him is he's Aquaman's dad in the first Aquaman.
No way. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to have to go.
I didn't see that movie.
Watch that again.
Yeah. Fun little flick.
It's a popcorn flick, I think. Mm-hmm. Also one my wife enjoyed a lot.
Yeah, I probably won't watch it. No offense to you guys. No offense.
No, none taken.
None, a lot taken, but that's okay.
I have a list of movies that I hope you watch, Cole, and that list does not have Aquaman on it.
Can you name one of those movies? Maybe I've seen it.
King Arthur.
Oh, yeah, okay. I think touché. I have. I think I've seen that one.
Oh, shoot. Last Samurai.
Yeah, I have that one on DVD. And
Two Towers?
DVD.
Two Towers?
Two Towers.
You know, I love the first one. I love the third one, but I can't remember if I've seen the second one.
Twin Towers.
Too soon.
You know, that's Christopher R's birthday.
I do know
and
that.
And Johnny Brandenburg's.
Is it really?
Is it Johnny's?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh dang it.
Yep. I know.
Poor guy.
My text to them always, and not always. Well, sometimes. Well, no, I'm not gonna say anything here.
You're not gonna finish that sentence. Probably wise.
Yeah.
On air. We'll keep political commentary off there. So anyway, Dragon's done. We got season one has ended.
Crazy.
You know what that means?
Season two. Oh, rankings.
Before rankings. Oh, okay. Yep, rankings.
Oh, but no. This is a good What'd you have?
You know, one thing I did find very gripping and visually beautiful was when Knives is deteriorating and he's
the skeleton. Yeah.
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 And he's trying to get that portal or black hole or whatever it is. He's trying to get it back. And he's just like ranting about why he needs this and he wants it back. So, but I'm like, okay, this is starting to move me. And again, it looks so good with the color scheme of the whites and the purples and the neon teals and all that good stuff. And I was like, okay, they're doing really good with this small part of that entire battle, which I didn't really care for the whole battle. But that one moment, I was like, I'll give you some credit there, show. That was good.
Agreed.
So, end on a high note for me.
That's good. I agree with you. Hey, positivity coming from Colb. Life can improve for anyone.
Yeah. It's, you know, no one's ever fully lost.
Abraham Lincoln.
Man, Abraham Lincoln has a lot of quotes that really fit into our podcast well.
Yeah.
He quotes a lot of things. He's a very quotable man.
I mean, he was an anime fan himself, so.
Yep, original. Anime Abe, they called him.
Yes. Ooh. Ah, yes. Honest Anime Abe.
Oh, yep. 47 seasons ago.
Man, that man.
That was the original draft. Man. They made him change it because they're like, keep your nerdy crap out of this, Abe. Keep it political, please.
Your nerdy crap. I hope that was already a phrase then. You nerdy crap, laddie.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll go first.
Oh.
So I have 37 shows. Mm-hmm. 37. Man,
nice.
This list was much shorter when we started this podcast. Man, 13 shorter to be exact.
Nice.
Good call.
No, it's much because we obviously watch it. Anyways, 37 shows. Trigon Stampede is sitting at 32.
Nice.
Now, the significance here is it is the first show of my bottom shows that is not done. I did remove that. I do have the feeling of this could end up being, it's still, I'm still on the fence, but I feel like with the addition of season two, I could see rewatching it at some point.
You could be convinced to rewatch it.
I could be convinced, but it is still very low. 32 of 37, because overall it just wasn't. I was trying to like it. There weren't a ton of moments where I was like, this is great.
Fair, fair.
So yeah, that's mine.
Good. I can go, you can go, Cole. I think people know where we're going to land.
Probably.
I don't know.
Yeah. How about this? You go, and then you guess how high it got on mine.
Okay. Okay, 85 shows for me. And
wait, I want to guess. It's number 72.
I want to guess, too.
Okay.
I'm thinking 79.
That was pretty low. No, it's a little higher than that. 69.
Oh, wow.
69.
Okay. I was only three off.
Chess was only three
bad.
Off. Yeah. Nice. And that's in my purple group, which is, what is that? Oh, passable / nonsensical or disappointing or boring. So
that's a lot of qualifiers.
Yes. That a lot of those shows only fit.
This show is moderately disappointing. Could have been better. I don't think I'll watch it again.
I'm saying that because some of the shows were really, they fit one of those things, but I wanted them to all to be in the same tier. So I'm not saying.
It's actually a good category because there's certain shows that just get docked down and you're like, it's kind of just for one reason, but they don't fit other categories. So I get it. This is a good category.
So for the podcast, I try to be objective, all that stuff. But for my actual ranking, I am not being objective. I'm going in as a Trigun fan. That's why it's so low.
Fair enough.
Trigun anime fan, not the manga.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I have 72 shows. What number did Trigun Stampede come in at?
41.
30. Wow. We're going to be close here. 38.
23.
Whoa.
Wow. Oh my goodness. My audio cut out. What did you say?
Sorry.
No, it did not.
It wasn't you, Ben. It was my audio. What did you say, Chess?
That's hilarious. 23.
No.
It is the bottom of the blue category.
Unbelievable.
Which is near perfect nitpicks at worst.
Yeah, what's right under Trigon so we can just throw things at you?
Hell's Paradise, Chainsaw Man.
Keep going down.
Moriarty the Patriot.
My goodness.
And Parasite? Chess. Are you kidding me, Chess?
Parasite.
What?
Aoashi, Odd Taxi, Death Note, Mega Block, Sales at Work, Skullface Bookseller. Yeah. Yeah.
We all have our opinions, but Chess.
Yeah. Yeah, you're wrong. You're wrong.
Season two will do a lot. I'm not saying this is a solidified ranking. Season two will come, and it could demolish this thing. I will say one thing.
Okay.
I doubt it will go much higher. It shouldn't. Really won't. So don't be too flabbergasted. It probably will go lower because unless season two does something crazy, other shows will come in that will go above it and bump it down. You know what I mean?
No.
So mathematically, I'm not going to do that. It's boring. So yeah, 23.
Huh.
Man, I'm going to say.
I told you, I'm a sucker for nostalgic feels, and it got me in the feels. So just live with it.
If we don't do it for the podcast, I'm not watching season two. Like, that's how low it is.
Well, you are going to be forced to, because I'm going to pick it.
That's fine. If you pick it, I'll watch it for you.
You're going to be forced to watch it.
I'll watch it for you guys, but, like, if we were done with it, I'd be done with it.
There's so much controversy around this. It just has to be done.
Yeah.
Ben's like, I don't have an opinion. Please don't make me watch this.
No, here's the thing. I tend to like movies and shows a lot more than the majority of people. So I get it. I get being in a spot where I can use this example all day. King Arthur. That is rarely up high for anybody. And that's fine. King Arthur hits me differently than other
people. It's true. Yeah. I will not lie. I've never heard anyone talk about that movie except y'all two. And I'm not being dramatic. Like, I've never heard anyone ever bring that movie up to me except for y'all.
It's kind of dramatic, Jess.
Yeah.
I'm not exaggerating. Literally zero people on the planet except for the two of you have ever brought that movie up to me.
Well, normally I'd be mad at you for saying those things, but we just let you have it for your Trigon ranking. So I mean,
that's true. I'm not saying the movie's bad. I'm not saying the movie's bad, but zero other human beings have even mentioned that this movie exists.
You know, that is accurate. I don't know what it is about me. And
I know what it is. That's how your friendship started.
Oh, no, I understand that.
That's a huge nostalgia. Oh.
But what?
So why'd you say you don't
understand? What originally made us love that movie? I don't get it either.
Well, I'll watch it and I'll tell you.
Because I would force my high school friends to watch it. And I'd be like, you have to pick a favorite night by the end of the movie. And they're like, why? Thursday. I'm like, shut up and do it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Shut up and do it.
Yeah.
And Colb, that right there is why we loved it from day one. Is that question.
Right. I think it might have
that
been
that question right there.
That's why you loved Seven Samurai.
It's the ensemble.
It's the same thing.
The ensemble cast. Exactly.
Because when I started watching that one, y'all were like, the first question you asked me was, your favorite samurai?
Your favorite, yeah. And boy, man, we could really go down a road here.
And then y'all called me the worst one ever live on air.
We did not. We implied it.
No, you explicitly said it.
Yeah, I think we were pretty direct.
Yeah, there was no implications. It was explicitifications. I don't think that's a word, but I made it up.
Chess is a real cat zero.
So sad. Dude, I have never, like, when he first started out, it's like, okay, he's just an idiot and like a naive.
Yeah, he's young.
Kid. But by the end, dude, you're just like, what is wrong with you? Can we just have you die? Can you leave the screen, please? And he doesn't. He doesn't die. He kills other people that we love.
Yeah. Oh man.
More than half of the samurai die, and he's the one that survives.
Not just survives, kills another samurai.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, I get it.
Ben had to take off his headphones for that. Couldn't digest that.
Of course.
What'd you guys Ben, your hair is gone.
So the best part about that episode, guys, come on. What are we thinking?
Well,
the funny running and the jumping and.
The funny running.
You know what's funny about that? Vash does have a moment of funny running. Do you remember that, Chad?
He does run very... Yeah, I do.
Nice and, job.
I call it funny running, yeah.
Yeah, funny running? Is that what you call it when you make fun of the middle schoolers running like Naruto?
Yeah. That's what I made fun of the nerds when I took their lunch money.
Victor, you are the epitome of an actual nerd, because you're studying to be a doctor right now.
My name is Ben.
You know, you've been mentioned on this show. Not in any positive way.
Every week,
Yeah. Zero positive mentions.
Oh, I see there's an Egyptian on here. Whatever that
is. Yeah, it's you.
And 3D, is there like a triple D going on here?
to up the ratings of our yep. show. Oh, Victor, you're in Michigan in our podcast.
It's the highlight of my life and the
okay,
biggest
I have to, I have to ask. For. Have you and seen any anime ever?
Apparently, Ben told me that One Piece is anime.
It is.
What the heck is wrong with you? Of course it is. Have you watched One Piece?
So it used to come on Saturday mornings in my Saturday morning cartoon list.
In Cairo? You were sitting in Cairo eating your dates watching One Piece?
No, in Cairo we watched Johnny Bravo, actually. Wow, this is quite the equipment. Nice studio here, Benjamin.
He's a professional.
It is very nice. So I used to, on Saturday mornings, I used to watch One Piece, actually, sometimes. It would come on, and I didn't think it was bad. Of course, I would never admit this like publicly on any recording or anything like that.
I won't release this part of the show.
Like a nerd, like some of you people, nerds.
Now I have to put explicit language because you said weeb. Everyone's gonna.
Right. Exactly.
So the good news, Victor, I have good news. You're studying to be a doctor. You've got so much time in your life. There's only 1,000+ episodes of One Piece. So you can totally binge this on your break right now where you have like less than a week left of your break. You can, if you ignore Ben and his family while you're staying with them and just watch One Piece nonstop, you'll be good to go.
You think I'll finish all 1,000 episodes in a week?
Actually, I really want to do the math now, and I want you to tell me how much time you have left with them so I can tell you how far, sadly, how far you would have made it.
Yeah, I don't think I would make it very far. And my break is, that's air quotes for the listeners. my break involves me doing a lot of prep that is not actually...
cannot believe you live the life you live. Why would you choose this? For everyone listening, this is Victor, who we actually have referenced. I think I've referenced you most in terms of the pizzas you would bring back when you in college.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, but he's a college buddy of ours, and he lived with Ben for a year. A year plus for a while?
Yeah. I think it was a year. I don't remember exactly.
So you're up visiting Michigan. That's fun.
Right. I'm visiting these hooligans up in Michigan.
I will point out that North Carolina is substantially closer than Michigan to Arkansas.
Well, I'm coming from Memphis, and
it still is closer. It's actually closer than that.
That's even closer. That's true. However, I flew, so
that's still it does not affect the facts.
Okay, but then the next thing is I'm flying to West Virginia.
It's still closer to West Virginia.
Okay, all right.
There's zero excuses that you have.
The next thing is I'm flying to New Mexico.
You might have an argument. I'm gonna do the math on that one. The real thing is that my wife wouldn't have let you come. That's probably the biggest
hindrance. It's like that with Mrs. Zach. Yeah. Why? Yeah. Why does she hate me?
No, she actually likes you. I don't want you to come. I just used her as an excuse.
Jealous of this head. The shine,
bald head.
The shine I have going on right now.
I was gonna ask you if you bought some new wax.
It's no, this is actually natural, just natural.
The natural sheen.
the It's all organic sweat I use.
nice.
And it's profuse.
You know who you would love?
It comes in copious amounts.
Go watch Dragon Ball Z. There's a character named Krillin. You two would get along great.
Why would I watch Dragon Ball Z?
To get along with Krillin.
Yeah, that's pretty lame. So
you watched One Piece on your Saturday mornings.
Nerds to do whatever you nerds are doing. Ben is ready to, I don't know, do whatever it is you guys do together. I don't know. None of my business. I'm gonna close the door, so I don't see or hear anything that happens here.
Oh, well, we've officially gone to an explicit content show.
Wow, seat's warm. Holy cow.
Oh, I'm glad you had him pop on.
Make sure I didn't leave anything there.
Yeah, a little moist, too.
Oh, Vic. What a guy. I'm going to have to like chop out his audio though and like put it on another channel and raise it, cuz he talks he's such a soft chatter. Good gosh, his audio is so low.
Yeah. Well, and he kept a pretty good distance from the mic.
Yeah, he leaned
there.
Back pretty far.
He's weaving around like a boxer.
Yeah.
Gosh.
He's just in general, he's not a pleasant person to talk with as well.
I know.
So, yeah. That kind of factors in too.
Yeah, it's probably this is a low point in our show. I have to list him as a guest now. For year three, Victor has guest starred on our podcast.
Year three
of all the things that could happen, our first guest was an Egyptian doctor named Victor. Were you listening into that whole conversation? At least, I mean, one side.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
That's fun.
Yep. What were you guys talking about whenever you said, "Oh, I forgot about that"?
Pizza.
The amount of the pizzas he would bring back from working at Papa John's.
Oh yeah.
So you, I think you were already married at this point. He would bring it back to Philbin's room. This
other
is
Philbin.
Other Philbin. Yeah, it's a phenomenal memory because Victor, I probably have mentioned it on the show, but Victor would bring. He worked at Papa John's, and he would make. Not just extra large, but like extra, extra large pizzas, like illegal size. They're like illegal. You can't buy them. You can't.
Oh, I believe it.
It's illegal.
Everything that man does is illegal.
Yeah. So he would make extra, extra large pizzas. But one time, this is a fond memory, he made a dessert extra, extra large pizza. And you can't get that thing. You can't get that thing on the regular market. You got to go on the black market. And then what we would do is he would come home to the college, and then Philbin would be out with his fiance, and you all know he was out in the hallway, stairwell, making out, and then right until the curfew, and then he'd hop in and like, "Oh, I'm back, guys. I'm ready to watch Scrubs." And he would hop on his loft, and me and Victor would be eating our pizza sitting on the couch. We've already been watching Scrubs at this point because we're like, he's gonna get back at curfew. And he would fall asleep immediately, like immediately. Oh, and
nothing has changed.
We would continue watching Scrubs in his room and then leave and you know, get ready for class and stuff. But he would always fall asleep so quickly. So that's actually when I became friends with Victor, was those like bonding over Philbin being gone, and we're just eating pizza and watching Scrubs.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's memorable. Yeah, we were watching a funny memory. We were watching a show together. So whenever he lived with us for a year, worst year of my life, he would watch. We watched Blacklist together almost every night. We watched multiple episodes. And there was one time, and it was often that he would fall asleep and either snore obnoxiously or his eyes would be like half closed and he just looked like he was possessed or something. Those are all normal. But one time, it was just me and him, I think, at that point, and I said something about a scene that I thought was crazy, and he agreed with it and said something as well, And then I said something. I looked over and he was asleep.
he had fallen
asleep moments after making a genuine comment about something. I was blown away, impressed, and disgusted. Incredible, really. Yeah, and mainly disgusted.
Yep. Well, I'm glad you gave up your headphones and let him come on the show.
Yeah.
What a way to end Trigon.
Ben, you said nothing changes. I haven't heard that man talk for 10 years, and that's exactly as I remember him.
It's funny. He's probably wearing slides with socks on right now, I bet.
I can't see his feet, nor do I want to, but
yeah. Well, you wouldn't. He'd be wearing socks, yep, with sandals.
He's got the socks on. Couple holes. Smells awful.
Yep. Yep. Well, everyone, yeah, as fun of a cameo as this was.
Yes.
We know you enjoyed it. This ends our Trigon season. Very controversial. We enjoyed it. Ups and downs. We like when a show makes us disagree with each other. That's what I mean, Cole. I'm not saying you enjoyed the show, but gotcha. I know you enjoyed talking about it.
Right.
I know you did. Right. So it was a fun thing to record. It's great. And Ben's already spoiled this if you listened to last week's episode, but next week we're diving into a new show, new for us. So it's actually been out for a little bit, but we have been saving it to watch. It is Blue Lock, everybody.
Ooh.
We're going to get back into some sports. Good old soccer anime. It's different than the typical, you know, team versus team deal. It gets a little battle royale. It gets a little different. So we're excited to walk through that with you. It's a newer show. It got pretty hyped, which is why I never really talked to Colb about it, because then he wouldn't want to watch it. But yeah, it'll come out next week. We're excited to chat about it. Excited for you to listen to it if you desire to. Here on Three Dads talking about anime.
What do you get when you add 2 + 1? You get three dads talking about anime. What do you get when three guys love anime? You get three dads talking about anime. What do you get when those three guys start having
kids, children, dads,
and so
become fathers
and each have kids
separately?
Went on to each play separate ways.
What happens?
So
you get three dads talking about anime.
Three dads talking about anime.